Welcome to the Opinions on Pickens podcast, the sports show where there are no fouls or flags, only baskets and touchdowns. Here's your host, Alyssa Butterson.
What's going on, y'all? And Spurs up. Let's go, Gamecocks. We're jumping into this episode full force. Just Gamecocks, stand up. That's all I can say. We have waited and waited for this moment for, to be exact, 7 years. But it's finally come to a stop. I'll tell you guys right now, in case you've been living under a rock, South Carolina beat Clemson in Death Valley, and the rest is history. I have one of your favorites here with me today, Coach G. Coach, thanks for being here with us today.
Hey, how you guys doing out there? Feels good to be a Gamecock, right? Coach G in the place to be. Here's go.
Now, Spencer Rattler threw for 360 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Mitch Jeter hit the go-ahead field goal with 11 minutes left. And South Carolina absolutely was able to close this game and crush all playoff hopes of a second straight top team, Clemson, with a 31-30 victory that I want to say we crushed them. I know it was only 1 point, guys, but we were down by 14 points in the beginning of this game. And a lot of Gamecocks fans were there. Coach G was there. You had Mr. Rudy there. You had Katie there. I mean, Jalen there. All of our OOP fams were there. And let me just say, I heard from a good bit of people, Clemson was talking some pretty good smack early on. Coach, is that true?
Well, I mean, early on, I guess you had a few cats in stands. They were hype, obnoxious, ranting, raving, doing all this. I mean, yeah, it looked good, but I still went back to the feeling before the game, tailgating, just walking around the campus. It was to say you guys were top 10.
Clemson.
Clemson, speaking of, it was kind of spooky. Like, it was quiet. Like, going toward the stadium, walking in there, it was like, where's the hype? Like, Gamecock fans, I mean, we traveled, and we were hyping on y'all. So we went down early, 14-0. Then we got a safety. So now we're looking like, wow, some people's like, oh, my God, not again. But, we stayed steadfast. Me and my guys, we were still like, yo, I'm still hyping them up. I'm still keeping them under control. Like, yo, we got this. I woke up. I told y'all we had this. I've been saying it for weeks. We got this. And it was just a good time. It was a good time. It was great.
Now, as we said, the Gamecocks rallied from 14-0 down 10 minutes into the game. And of course, not only did we beat Clemson, but we also ended a 40-game home winning streak for them as well, that dated back to 2016. I believe the last team that beat them at home was Pittsburgh, I believe. And I think that was by 1 point as well in that game. Now, of course, you see all the Clemson fans crying and Dabo with his head down. And, you love those sweet moments. But let's talk about the Gamecocks and their game plan going into this for a little bit. Now, of course, last week, Spencer Rattler threw for 438 yards and 6 touchdowns against ranked Tennessee. And people were wondering, can he put on this show again? I was wondering the same thing. Well, he did. And the rest of the team was one of the biggest support systems I could have ever seen on all three phases, from special teams. Every single solitary punt that we gave back, 1-yard line, 2-yard line, 5-yard line. I mean, Clemson was deep in their end zone. Now, I do want to talk about one play specifically from the Gamecocks. We're in our red zone, Coach. I know you remember this vividly. I think we're 4th and 1 to be exact. And they go for the throw play. And what happens? Spencer Rattler gets intercepted. And that was a pretty shaky play. What were your thoughts on that play, Coach? And the play calling, to be exact.
Play calling wasn't too bad. First, let's rewind to the pick 6 that was ill-advised. And it was almost kind of the same play. One thing Spencer has to do going forward, he can't force throws in there. He has to not zero in on one receiver, one target. Like, you have to go through your progressions. And I think if you want to go to the next level, That's what you got to do. You just can't just zero in on one target and still try to force it in there. And that's what he did in the end zone with that INT. Because, I mean, it was another guy right there on across the middle open. If you just take your time, offensive line, you guys, y'all held together. You bend, you didn't break. And, you know, we didn't rush as much as we would like to. We were held under 100 yards, but we picked it up better in the second half, and we just gave ourselves a chance. But you got to kind of cut down on those turnovers. I mean, that was a crucial turnover that, honestly, we left 14 points on the board. We should have won by two scores, to be totally honest, because just watching, doing the eye test, I think we were the better team, especially in the skills position. Defensive line, maybe not too much, because those are some bruises on the D-line Clemson side. But our guys made enough pressure. Linebackers, y'all did y'all job. Secondary, man, hands off to the secondary. Because, I mean, you guys held those kids in check. Shipley, he got off a little bit, but we still kept him in front of us. And I heard one of the girls, nobody on Carolina team can even come close to Shipley. I said, sweetheart, we got four or five guys that right there with Shipley. We got four or five guys right there with him. So don't give me that. Go back to your dorm, toots. Take those white boots off. I hate them.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it.
Take those white boots off. And she did, because her feet was hurting walking those heels and those steps.
And of course, you know, after Clemson's three and out, Rattler moved the Gamecocks to the Tigers 10 before Jeter connected on a 35-yard kick to go 10 of 10 of the season. And then it was just the rest of the second half. Now, we pride ourselves at South Carolina on being a second half team. Many people will say that. But Clemson really had no answers for South Carolina once we took the lead. The Tigers only managed 15 yards on three series, and DJ Uiagalelei went a combined of 0 of 6 passing with an interception. Now, Coach, we all know DJ is a great athlete, great quarterback. We've seen him play, and we haven't seen much of this from him.
Oh.
Do you credit our defense for that? Or do you just kind of credit, you know, was he just shooken up all in general and just didn't know what to do?
I mean, honestly, I mean, we've seen some inconsistencies from DJ being benched mid, like one game. I forgot what game it was. He got benched for the second half, and ultimately Clemson came back and won the game. But, you know, Dabo said that's our quarterback still going forward. So it's been a roller coaster with him, but geez, it was terrible. 8 for 29, I believe. INT, I think he ran for one, and he was posing. I was like, man, sit your ass down. He was like posing for he was posing. I'm like, boy, all right, keep posing. Same thing, same pose after the game when we screaming beam a ball. How about that?
Another play I have to bring up. Now this is actually on Clemson's sides, Coach. I know you know what I'm talking about. We kick the return, then they do this special teams guru trick where they all huddle and they pass the ball off, and they thought they got us there for a minute, but they didn't. What? Was that just them being cocky?
That was being cocky, doing things that they didn't normally do, just trying to get us off our discipline, not knowing that we got probably the best special teams unit in the nation. And guess what happened? It got cute. We created the turnover. Fumble right there. Like two big fumbles of special teams. Like those guys single-handedly have won three games for us. And it was, you know, we got to get special teams to single-handedly won three games for us. So kudos to special teams.
Now, it's not over yet. So Clemson got the ball back a final time with 2:09 left. And remember, this is a close game. But Antonio Williams fumbled on the punt return, like you just mentioned, Coach, and South Carolina was able to recover. In this moment, when you're Dabo, is this when you kind of shrink to your knees and you're like, it's over, Coach? Like, damn.
Yeah, pretty much. They had like one timeout left to use. All we needed was a first down, really. And we executed that. And all we had to do was let the clock run out. Me going back to the crib with a W. Simple as that. That's what happened.
Now, Coach, I know you were the one that told me you said when the final seconds were counting down, Clemson just totally took the score off the board completely.
Yeah, it's about 27 seconds left. And next thing you know, we looked up and said, thank you. Thank you for coming. Have a great day. Thank you, Clemson fans, for coming. Have a great day. We're looking like, hold on now. It's not 0-0-0 yet. It's 0-2-7. All right, man, whatever. You know, whatever. Floats your boat. But eventually, they kind of flashed it back up there for another minute or so after everybody was, like, going to the field and everything. It was like, yo, we already got the pitch and damage already done.
But, yeah, let's talk about that, though. So this is something I did not know as well, because most of the time when a game is over and people storm the field, it's a fine. But at Clemson, Coach, you say that they do this every game.
Yeah, I mean, they tell you to come down the hill, the East Hill.
Or what do you mean they tell you? Where is that?
I mean, they put it on the Jumbotron, and they tell you, like, you know, after the game, come this way or you come through the west zone. And those are only two areas that you can enter the field from.
Well, I think most of the Clemson fans were hitting the exit signs.
I mean, they still ran down, but we ran down too. And all you hear, beam a ball. I thought it was going to be crazy. Take me back to, 03-04 vibes with Lou Holtz when we got into that brawl out there. It was crazy. It was crazy. Coach Gina went back in his bag. But yeah, it's good, man.
Now let's just wrap it up with our takeaways here. Now, obviously, the South Carolina fan, like, you kind of, like, yearn for more. Like, you kind of wish there was a little more of the season. And there is now, because now we will get a very good bowl game. Maybe the Citrus Bowl, you never know. But for it being Shane Beamer's second season as the head coach, and for him to have wins over ranked Kentucky and Clemson, the sky is the limit from here is the way I feel.
Well, you know, you got to keep plugging away. There are a few losses in there that now we see the season play out that was like, damn, we should have Arkansas.
Missouri.
We should have Missouri. But guess what? Missouri, they've been since they beat us, they've been a very hot team. I mean, they fought their way to a bowl bid themselves over the weekend, finishing 6-6. So kudos to Missouri. Kudos to that offense and defense, man. Like, I was pulling for those guys, and they pulled it out. Even the Vandies, like, it's really been a blood sport in the SEC East and West. And, you know, got LSU and Georgia. Most people are picking Georgia because LSU wet the bed against Ole Miss. But you just never know week to week. But and that's just the love and the competitive state of the SEC.
I think it was LSU wet the bed against Texas A&M, you meant.
A&M, that's what I meant.
Okay.
That's what I meant to say, A&M.
Well, that was, I'm glad you brought that up too, because now as a Gamecock fan, we're thinking about not only, you know, the bowl game, but we're thinking about rankings. So before coaches' polls came out, you know, we're sitting here like, okay, you know, you had Ole Miss lose, you had LSU lose, you had all these ranked teams losing, and then you had us. I think before last week, we were somewhere like 27, 28 in the polls, so not quite 25. But now, with these two big wins, coaches' polls just came out, and we're 21, Coach.
We're 20.
We're at 20?
Yeah, we're at 20.
We're at 20, guys. I'm not doing us justice.
We're at 20. So, and it is big. And, like, you know, and going back to the bowl talk, depending on what happens with LSU and Georgia, you're going to see whether the committee is going to take an LSU team who's 9-3, who's lost a couple of crucial games, or will they take an 8-4 Carolina team who's hot, who, you know, LSU loses. I don't see those fans really traveling to Florida too hard. But 8-4, we're going to travel regardless. Whether you're going to put us in Tampa, Orlando, or Jacksonville, we're going to be there. Promise you that.
We hope it's somewhere a little closer, though.
I mean, you know, it's definitely going to be one of those three places.
Jacksonville,
you know?
I can do.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to Tampa or Orlando, so it don't matter. I'm ready to go. Some plans might be switched around just to get there, but, you know, we're going to act accordingly and figure it out from there. Let's go.
All in all, let's wrap it up with just a few encouraging words for this end of this season and the off season to the beginning of next season, Coach, for the Gamecocks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I said 9-3, 8-4 at the least. And, you know, we got that. Possibly could have been 10-2. It's okay. You know, you just want to show improvement from week to week, because after getting straight slaughtered by Florida, offense looking like nothing, you would think we were dead. You would think the Orange Crush was going to crush us. But we won 2 out of 3. You know, and I'm happy. The fan base is happy. And hopefully we can get this 9th win. Go from there.
Also, Coach, it was announced that Marcus Satterfield will no longer be our offensive coordinator going forward.
Oh, he's going to Nebraska?
He is going to Nebraska.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, he's going to be reunited with his buddy Matt Rhule, who he's worked under. So it's cool. I have no thoughts. You know, my hat's off to him. And I think he saw the writing on the wall. I'm pretty sure Beamer has had thoughts in his head, because honestly, his contract was going to run out at the end of December. So I know there's conversations that Satterfield and Beamer have had. So yeah, take your job. Now we got to figure out, you know, the transfer portal opens up December 5th, I believe. So you kind of want to get an OC kind of in the seat, so for recruiting purposes, so we can kind of figure out which way to go from there. You want to get comfortable with the kids.
Let's go, Cox.
Good luck, Satterfield. Love
Let's
you, man.
Go, Cox. And all I can say about Shane Beamer is maybe he was the answer. And maybe I'm still just sitting on a cloud 9 right now, excited about what is to come. And I am excited about what's to come, but I'm very excited about the here and now and the evolution of this season and the fight from these guys and this team and the support from the community. And just, it's really paid off. And I'm excited to also see what's going to happen with Gamecock basketball this season. You know, we got the season ticket, so we're at the game. So really looking forward to see what Lamont can do, and if he can make some kind of staple for his name in his first few years here as head coach as well.
You know, it's going to take a little while. Like I said, man, I think it was only 3 kids returned from that team from last year. He brought a couple of kids with him, and then the rest of the kids are straight out of the transfer portal. You got that boy Gigi, 17 years old. Kid's going to be a beast. But right now, he's trying to figure a lineup that gels together. And it's going to take a little while. Like Dawn, she won 6 games her first year, 8 games, something like that. She didn't win. She had to get her team together and assemble them. And it took a couple of years. Now you see the proof is in the pudding. Once you know, get your players in there and get a system. Right now, we're just trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work, trying to figure out a defensive situation. And you try and work with your players. And, you know, just trust your process. It'll be okay.
Coach, did you have time to catch up with Mr. Rudy?
Man, I can't catch up with that dude, man. It's rough out here, man.
I know y'all went to the game. You didn't see him at the game?
Man, he had a couple of hotties out, and he kind of like threw the deuces up on the golf cart. And, yeah, man, he was looking good. He looking chiseled, man. He looking real good. Hey, man, he found a fountain of youth. I'm going to start hanging out with him a little more.
Not the fountain of youth.
He did that.
Lordy. Well, let's talk about week 13 instead of Mr. Rudy's fountain of youth. Is that Miss? And here he is, y'all, the one and only, back in the building.
Hallelujah! Wee! Hey, that's my horse impression, baby. I was riding horses up there in the mountains. What's up, AB? It's your boy, Rudy. I'm back in the building. I've been in Miami. I've been in Clemson. I've been in Tampa. What the hell are they doing down there in Houston? Houston sucks. Love you. You my homeboy. I shot dice with your daddy uncle. And we good people. We good people. You a good coach. But man, boy, you're going to be fired. You might not make it, love you. So we can go back to the gambling house. We can get it in. But boy, you struggling down there. Y'all struggling. What y'all is, 1-59 and a 1? Damn.
Mr. Rudy, I am very happy that you were here today. How are you doing?
What's up, Pimpin? What's up, baby?
What's up, Mr. Rudy?
I'm doing
How's the very season
well.
Going?
Season going amazing. Guess what? I got an announcement to make. Mr. Rudy is expecting Yes, that's right. Miss Rudy still got them soldiers marching, baby. They marching on home like them Saints gonna be marching home in the playoffs time, baby.
You're expecting what?
See, Miss Rudy old school, right? So whenever the baby come out, that's what it's gonna be. We ain't gonna do no gender reveals, nothing like that. No flowers, powder, blooms. All old school, baby.
Mr. Rudy, you got somebody pregnant?
Mr. Rudy was doing it big down in Miami. BBLs did me in.
Mr. Rudy, are you here for Pickens Picks, or what are you here for today, sir?
I'm here. Help you up. Maybe I can have another baby with you.
No, sir. No.
You sure?
How about we talk about some Thursday night football? Week 13. This is going to be a good one. Mr. Rudy, are you traveling anywhere this upcoming week?
No, Rudy got a rest, baby. I just told you I'm having a baby now.
You just said Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing my cardio, my keto diet. You know, I've been like Rocky running the stairs, you know. I'm down about 15. I'm still knocking them down like I was 15, baby.
How do you feel about the Bills visiting the Patriots for Thursday night football?
Bill Belichick, baby. He taking the air out the Bills' ball, baby. That's going to be a good matchup. What y'all going to do, Bills Mafia? Y'all going to stand up? Josh Allen, boy, look a little hurt. He been doing them doggone shaving commercials. I don't know if he still got it. But that boy Stephon Diggs, he the truth. He the truth. I got Patriots, baby. Upset alert, baby.
I'm rocking with that man, Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. I love Bill Belichick. You are right about all those things, Mr. Rudy, but it's all about Josh Allen right now. And I will say this, though. The only thing that may mess this up, they lost Von Miller. That's a key piece for this team moving forward. So that does scare me a little bit, but I don't think it scares me enough. I don't think it scares me enough. So I have to go with the Bills on this one. Mm-hmm. The Bills are favored by 5 points in this game. Moving into Sunday, we have the Steelers taking on the Falcons in Atlanta.
Man, Steeler Nation, stand up, baby. You know I roll with Mike Tomlin. That's my guy. You know, I used to shoot dice with his granddaddy, and we used to run numbers. That's my guy. I'm rolling with Mike Tomlin all the way. Let's go, Steelers.
I'm going with the Steelers on this one, mostly because I don't want the Falcons to come up on Tom Brady and them right now. But Let's go Steelers.
Uh-oh.
Moving on to Aaron freaking Rodgers, which he might not be playing. We have the Packers taking on the Bears in Chicago. Now, Aaron Rodgers left during the fourth quarter for his game against the Phillies, and Jordan Love came in to take the reins to end the game. They did not win, but there's some questions about Aaron Rodgers right now. He went out with an oblique injury. His abs are hurting. They had his thumb all taped up throughout the game. What is going on with Aaron Rodgers, and what is going on in Green Bay? And the crazy thing about it was the first half of that game, the Green Bay Packers at Philly was a great game. Both teams were competitive. It was a high-scoring game. Defense, I mean, really wasn't there just because of all the points, but it was still a great game. Mm-hmm. And then, damn, that's all I can say, Aaron Rodgers. But Jordan Love did look pretty good out there. And you know what? The Bears just been losing me too much money, so I got to go with the Packers on this one. Even with Love.
I mean, the Bears, you know, they're a tough team out. But that boy Love did come in after them boys put Aaron Rodgers' obliques and ribs on the grill yesterday. I like Jordan Love. I like that boy Watson. I like that boy Dillon. I like Jones. Mr. Cobb. I'm going with Green Bay. I'm going with them cheeseheads, baby. That might be my next destination. I heard they like older men up there in Wisconsin.
I'm actually excited for these next few games coming up. We have the Jaguars taking on the Lions in Detroit. Both teams are 4-7. And the Jaguars coming off a very competitive game with the Ravens that they won.
Guess what? I'm rolling with Surfer Boy and Dougie Peterson down there in Jacksonville, baby. Even though I love my Detroit players, y'all be stepping in the name. But I gotta go with Jacksonville. My Duval County players pimping.
I'm going with the Jags. I like the Jags in this. I like the momentum I saw from them last week. And I think this is going to be a competitive game as well. Mm-hmm. Moving on to the Jets taking on the Vikings. I was going to say Purple City. Is that what you call Purple City, the Vikings?
Yes, ma'am.
Purple City.
Come alive.
Buddy. Now, the Jets, I mean, they threw in Mike White last week to kind of shake things up. And he did the dang thing. I don't know what else to say. They won the game. They looked really good. But are they good enough to beat the Vikings at home? I don't know. I got to go Vikings.
So, you know, White Mike, that's what we call him. You know, that boy, he played pretty good. You know, and Zach Wilson, he might be done. Because you saw them boys, they rallied around White Mike. And they was all on him. They was cheering. They was slapping him. They were giving him five. And Zach Wilson had to take it. And he was crying. But you couldn't tell because it was raining. Upset alert. Guess where we going? We got them Jets flying high.
We have the Commanders taking on the New York Giants. Now, both teams, not being mean to Coach Gant, but the Giants are 7-4 and the Commanders are 7-5. These teams are pretty even, Mr. Rudy. Now, I got to go Giants just because of Coach G, but what are you thinking?
You know, Coach G, my boy, I love that boy. I love him to death. Giants got to get it together. You know, they done hit a couple of little skid now. But it's going to be a tough six games because you got Philly twice. You got the Commanders twice. You got Purple City boys. You understand? Let's go. Giants, stand up. Giants, stand up, baby. The East is in the house. Yes.
Let's go Giants. I guess we're on the same side there.
Be back like Disco 45s, baby.
7-4 Titans taking on the 10-1 Eagles at home in Philadelphia. I smell an upset here, Mr. Rudy.
Huh?
I smell an upset brewing here.
You want to make a bet?
I'm not a betting girl. I smell an upset coming here.
Don't say you're not a betting girl, because you ain't know Mr. Rudy saw you down there at the Hard Rock. I ain't say nothing. You was gambling, girl. I seen you gambling.
You didn't see nothing, Mr. Rudy.
I seen you gambling. I was going to send you a shout out, but then I was like, man, she might ask me for some money, so I can't do that. So I had to keep going.
You wouldn't ask.
I had to keep going.
That's not true.
I had to keep going.
Okay.
But you want to make a bet, or Rudy can set it up. Upset alert, baby. Upset alert. Keep going.
So you going for the Eagles on this one, Mr. Rudy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Remember this next week, y'all. Remember this next week.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Broncos and the Ravens. I think this is the floppest game ever. The Broncos suck. Ravens are going to crush them. They're at home. Ravens got this.
See, this is a tough game. That boy Lamar Jackson, you know, he might be a little injured. Get that boy some playmakers around him. Please help with that defense. Please. That secondary, get cooked like your turkeys on Thanksgiving. Tighten up, y'all. Russell Wilson, you're done this year, brother. Tell Sierra, come on this way while you get your gang back together. And, you know, we'll set it off.
The way this is going, I don't know if we'll even see Russell there next year. No offense.
Well, he got all that guaranteed paper, so he going to be there.
We're talking about the Browns going to Houston to visit the Texans. LOL. Is this even a game? The Browns play tough. They literally beat my one and only love, Tom Brady, in overtime during the last few seconds last week. It was a heartbreaker. I'm not going to lie. I know everyone probably feels similar feelings, but the Browns were able to pull that one out, and they are a tough playing team, and Jacoby Brissett is a really good quarterback. I don't know if he's could ever be in the mix of, you know, Patrick Mahomes, but he's really good. I will say that about him. Browns.
Hey, my Cleveland dog pound, stand up, baby. You know, I'm rolling with them Cleveland players coming off that Ohio River, baby.
All right. Lock loaded. Seahawks taking on the Rams. Rams, another team I'm just very unimpressed with this year. And the Seahawks, they're hanging in there 6-5.
Geno, Tighten up, Gino. What's up with that boy Metcalf? He a little funny or what? Because I swear he been looking a little funny on the field. So I don't know about them, but I'm going to give him one more week. I got the Seahawks.
I'm going to go... I want to say Rams because they're at home. I'm going to go Rams on this one. I'm just to shake things up here.
Rams is done, baby.
Just to shake it up.
Done. You want to make a bet?
Just to shake it up. No bets.
You sure?
Now we have the Dolphins visiting the 49ers. Both strong teams. Dolphins 8-4 right now. 49ers 7-4. And both teams with many weapons. I'm going Dolphins.
Rudy can't call this one.
I'm going Dolphins on this.
I love my Fillmore San Francisco player.
I'm going Dolphins.
You know I love my Biscayne Pimpins. Damn.
I've seen the Dolphins put more points on the board than I've seen the 49ers.
But guess what? That 49ers defense might be a little better. That's why I'm rolling with Step Up 49ers, my gold rush package, baby. Let's get it.
Chiefs taking on the Bengals.
Woo-hoo.
Patrick Mahomes.
That boy Joe Burrow,
Travis
bad boy.
Travis Kelce.
That boy Joe Burrow, bad boy. That boy Jamar Chase, a bad boy. T. Higgins,
Jamar
bad
Chase is out.
Boy.
Jamar Chase has been out.
But now I heard a little rumbling, you know. I gave him a little something, and he might be back this week. I gave him a little something. Don't tell nobody, okay? But Patrick Mahomes, he on another level. Him and Kelce. Hey, y'all boys send me some of them Kansas City ribs, baby, because I got... Kansas City by 3.
They are actually favored 2.5.
See? Really know.
Going to the Chargers, really taking on the Raiders in Las Vegas.
You know what? Oakland stand up with the patch on the eye. I'm running with the Raiders. I'm running with that boy Derek Carr. I'm running with Adams. I'm running with that beast they called Josh Jacobs.
I'm running with Justin Herbert and the Chargers. I like what I'm seeing from them. They're another hard-fought team.
You want to make a bet?
Can we talk about the Colts taking on the Cowboys? Let's go to Dallas.
I'm going for the Colts. We ain't worried about Dallas' old stinking ass.
I got Dak here and the Dallas Cowboys, honestly, probably about 10. To be honest, I think they're going to whip that butt.
Don't think I forgot what y'all did to me down there in Dallas. Y'all had me wake up. I ain't know where I was at. I was in the alleyway. Ass stop. Gambling with them damn players. They left me with my tube socks and my wife beater.
Mr. Rudy.
And my drawers.
You have been through some crazy
I ain't forgot.
Let's take it on to Monday Night Football, where the New Orleans Saints are traveling to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers.
Didn't I tell you? Like my men marching in. Them Saints gonna come marching in on Tampa Bay, baby. And that's what's gonna happen. They're gonna make Tom Brady look all scared, and he gonna have a baby on the field. Cause he's gonna be like shaking and all messed up. Mike Evans, where you at? I ain't seen Mike Evans since last year. Where running game at? Godwin, you doing your thing, Godwin. But where everybody else at? Ain't no Gronk. What's going on with that defense? You look terrible. Tom Brady, come hang with Rudy. It's time for you to get that AARP, baby.
You better chill.
We ain't worried about no QBR. You better worry about the AARP, baby.
Sir.
You
Mr.
Know,
Rudy.
Just because AB like you. Guess what? Rudy ain't feeling that same way.
First of all, I love you.
Thank
Mr.
you,
Rudy.
I love you too.
Mr.
Thank
Rudy.
You, girl. Yeah.
Many things, many, many, many things there.
Yeah.
First of all, it's going to be Tampa by 7.
Oh, no.
Second of all, I'm still sick to my stomach about that overtime against the Browns.
Mm.
So many opportunities. And Ryan Succop is a great kicker. I mean, even if we were gotten somewhere remotely that he could have, but no, we three and outs that just, they could not get it together, and I don't want to see that. I know I went to the last time they played the Saints. It was in New Orleans this year, and it was like a baseball game the whole game. It was like 0-0 the whole game, then 0-3, and then finally the Bucs were able to find something and go off. I hope it's more offense this week, but I doubt that it will be because what you have Andy Dalton and you're not really seeing much from him right now. But hopefully we'll see much more from Tom Brady. I'm excited. I hope this game
guess what
goes with them winning by seven.
I don't give a damn if it's Tom Brady, Jam Brady, or Greg Brady. Saints by 90.
This is not the Gamecocks. Everyone, all I have to say is thank you so much for tuning in. We're so happy we got the chance to celebrate our Gamecocks. I mean, this has been a long time coming and
yeah.
Heck yeah. I mean, like, let's freaking go. Make sure you subscribe to us and follow us on all social media channels. We're on Instagram at Opinions on Pickens. We're on Twitter at OO Pickens, Facebook Opinions on Pickens. You know, you can find our podcast on anywhere you can find podcasts, Apple, Spotify, anywhere. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And yeah, let's continue all of this momentum into the rest of the year. Go Cox.
Spurs up, baby.
And until next time, keep winning.
We love y'all.
Thanks for listening. Check us out on Instagram at Opinions on Pickens. Please like and subscribe to us on YouTube and check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, keep winning.